Since the day he stepped into office, President Obama has promised the American people that his administration would be as clear as glass.
Let me say it as simply as I can. Transparency and the rule of law will be the touchstones of this presidency.
President Obama is expected to sign an executive order by the end of the year to create a national declassification center. It would make thousands of documents available to the American public, both past and present. Most of them are actually from the Cold War. Brian Bender joins us. He's a national security reporter with the Boston Globe. And we also have Jim Harper, Director of Information Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Brian, the president has not signed this executive order yet, so we don't have a huge number of details. But what do we know about this National Declassification Center?
Well, the idea is that this center, which would be housed at the National Archives in College Park, Maryland, would serve as a clearinghouse, if you will, for a huge backlog of government documents that have not yet been released. And the idea is it would speed up the process of reviewing and declassifying this information from what the process is now, which is oftentimes many agencies have to review a single document before it gets released, and that oftentimes takes years and years and years till everybody gets a look at it and everybody signs off on it. This center would, like I said, serve as a clearinghouse where you'd have all the right people in the same place who could look at this information more quickly and decide whether or not it should be released.
And people have said that a lot of the part of the problem in terms of declassification is exactly what you're talking about, the bureaucracy that slows things down, even when the document itself is pretty innocuous and there's no national security security concerns involved.
Well, exactly. A lot of these documents that we're talking about, millions of them, will oftentimes have information contained in them that was generated by different agencies. For example, a State Department document could make reference to information generated by the CIA. In such a case, the CIA gets a crack at it, the State Department gets a crack at it, and not only does that slow down the process, but oftentimes these agencies are just simply reluctant to release things if they are not forced to. So oftentimes there can be innocuous type information that gets withheld.
Jim Harper of the Cato Institute, is this, as it seems, a big step forward in terms of making the government more transparent?
Well, it's hard to know whether it's a big step forward and half a step back or half a step forward and a big step back, because these documents have been waiting nearly a decade to be declassified. I think that the establishment of the National Declassification Center is intended to be a step forward. If it works, it definitely will be a step forward, because there's far too much classification of material in the federal government today. But the question is whether it will work, and will the bureaucracies that today cause too much material to be classified and kept classified for too long, will that bureaucracy take over the National Declassification Center and cause the same problems to be replicated in a centralized way rather than a dispersed way?
Brian and Jim, let me ask you both the same question. Brian, with you first. Brian Bender with the Boston Globe. What is the biggest story you think is out there that has not been declassified yet that you're waiting to get more documentation about?
Well, I mean, it's impossible to know. I mean, clearly there are lots and lots of documents, as you mentioned earlier, from the Cold War period, relations between the United States and the Soviet Union, operations, for example, along with our allies in NATO. You know, the list goes on. These documents cover all levels of foreign policy, military affairs, and many of them are considered or labeled as part of the permanent record of the United States. In other words, they're classified in a category that requires the government to keep them basically forever, till the end of the republic. So clearly they're of historically significant value.
And Jim, what about you? What are you waiting to get more information about?
Well, likewise, I don't know exactly what's in the documents, but I'm very interested in finding out what they contain, because secrecy is as often a protection for national security as it is a protection against revelation of government malfeasance. The state secrets doctrine, which is a really unfortunate legal doctrine, I think, originated in a case that actually covered up negligent behavior on the part of government officials that caused the death of a person. And so, along with historical important historical information, we'll probably learn where some bodies are buried that we haven't learned before. Of course, we just, because it is classified, we don't have that information now, but it's very important to get it out, and we shouldn't have to wait many, many decades to get it out. The government should be transparent. The Obama administration's instincts are in the right place. Whether they follow through is an open question.
Well, let me have you listen to something that President Obama said on the 21st of January this year.
For a long time now, there's been too much secrecy in this city. The old rules said that if there was a defensible argument for not disclosing something to the American people, then it should not be disclosed. That era is now over.
So the last question for both of you, what do you think? A backseat quarterback for them? More transparency from the Obama? Is he going to make good on that promise? Brian?
Well,
That's okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, as Jim pointed out, I think certainly the administration is trying. I think we've seen some evidence that they are meeting resistance from some of the entrenched bureaucracies, particularly the intelligence community. So only time will tell. But I think there certainly is an understanding that transparency is important, not just simply for transparency's sake. It's interesting to know this stuff, but it also can be a check on government behavior. A lot of things that were released in the past led to reforms because, as Jim pointed out earlier, they demonstrated that the government wasn't doing things the way we'd want them to.
Okay, and Jim?
Well, I think early statements in the administration were easy to make, but we have a large government with large bureaucracies, and the national security bureaucracy in particular takes advantage of our security fears to some extent and the fact that there is so much secrecy to build more secrecy in. So I think it'll be a tough pull for the administration to really bring some transparency into this area.
We'll see if he makes it.
Jim Harper
is the Director of Information Policy Studies at the Cato Institute, and Brian Bender, National Security Reporter for the Boston Globe. Coming up, Remixing the Holidays. It continues later this hour.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.